We're here on KSOM, and it's time once again for our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show as we get ready for tonight's football game between Riverside and BGM. Daryl Frain, head coach for the Bulldogs, joins me now. And, Coach, how do you feel about your football team coming into this showdown against the Bears?
Yeah, it's a big one for us. You know, it's one of those we're a little beat up, but we feel good about where we're at. And, you know, anytime you get into playoffs, it's just all about competing and getting after it. And I think we like our chances.
Well, how similar, how different do you see these two football teams? I mean, they have the Burns kid, you have Gordon, you have Cole Jepson. They have a wide receiver who's somewhat similar. How would you compare these two teams?
Yeah, we're offensively very comparable. You know, like you said, their quarterback, he's the majority of their offense. Except he can throw a really good ball, and they got a receiver identical to Cole Jepson. And they got another runner that is physical up front too. So if you looked at us on film, we'd be very comparable, and it could be a shootout. I hope not, but it could be a shootout, and we'll just see what happens.
What impresses you the most about Bo Burns and his ability to make plays?
Yeah, the scary part is that he throws a good ball as a quarterback. You know, if you can contain him there, that's what scares me the most. But he's quick. He does everything. I mean, he's Jackson Gordon at quarterback, so it'll be a tough go for us.
Yeah, what is it about their passing game? I think traditionally they throw a lot of screens. I don't know if they're still doing that this year. I've covered BGM in the past. They usually have a lot of speed on the outside.
Yeah, they do have a lot of speed. It's one of those, you know, the scouting report, a lot of bubble screens, a lot of quick screens on the outside, and then try to beat you over the top with their speed. And that's a tough go for any high school team trying to come up and make a tackle on a fast kid and then also be able to have somebody back. So it definitely will create challenges for us, but you know, that's what playoff football is all about.
What stands out for BGM on their defensive side?
They have probably the best group of linebackers that I've seen in Class A football for a few years. I mean, it's not just one, every one of them read guards really good. They fly to the ball. I mean, you'll think when you're watching the game, you'll think they're blitzing, but they're really not. They're just making great reads and reacting. So they're going to create a lot of problems for us, but hopefully we can step up and contain them a little bit.
So what kind of pressure does it put on your offense if their linebackers are going to cheat up there? And especially if they pack the box looking for Gordon.
Yeah. And it's going to create a lot of problems. I mean, when you can read guards like their linebackers do, it'll create problems for us because we pull our guards and, you know, they can read that real well. And like you said, when they put more guys in the box, they're going to man up on us on the outside. So we may have to complete some passes over the top. So it's going to create some issues, but, you know, that's what we're here for.
How much pressure is this going to put on your quarterback, Landon Schoenrock? I mean, he doesn't make too many mistakes. He's only thrown 3 interceptions all year long. We know that you rely heavily on the run, but I mean, the passing game is there. I mean, it's there. And Landon is just a guy that I guess you just need him to just manage the game.
Yeah. You know, and that's what we're going to ask him, manage the game. If he sees some things where he can keep it and run, we're going to ask him to do that. And like you said, we're going to have to complete some passes over the top and maybe some quick screen stuff also. So we're going to ask him to do maybe a little more to open things up for Jackson and see what happens.
What do you like most about your defense right now?
You know, we're doing pretty well. We got beat up a little bit last week with this power of ACGC, but we fly around, we do the things we ask. So keep everything up front, we'll do fine with it.
What does this mean to play this game first round again and have once again a home game against a team from the East? It's just like last year.
Yeah, exactly like last year. I mean, a little bit farther drive, you know, anytime you have to put high school kids on a bus for a while, it's tough to get ready, but you know, I've already heard they've got a chartered bus and they're going to come early. So I think they got a plan for that and we just got to show up and play.
And just overall, I mean, this could be a very talented game between two talented teams, maybe two evenly matched teams overall, two teams with two losses. How do you just see the matchup overall and what you have to do to come out on top?
Yeah, it might be one of the more evenly matched games in Class A first round, probably. It's, you know, it's going to be one of those, like any tight game in the playoffs, it's going to be who makes the plays, who doesn't turn it over. I mean, it could easily come down to who doesn't lose instead of who wins it. And you just got to be ready to take advantage of when situations arise, and hopefully we can do that.
Well, Coach, real going to be exciting. Hopefully people will be coming far and wide to watch this football game, and really appreciate your time and best of luck here tonight against the Bears. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you for coming and broadcasting.
Darryl Frain, head coach for Riverside Football, joining us here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show on KSOM.